radio is happening.
Hang on. Let the theme play out.
Oh, okay.
I'll just let you know we're coming back.
And crashed and burned, imagining what I'd find. So I'll just sit here and drink my beer, maybe rub one out tonight. 'Cause I can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
He can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
Thank you. Who's being leveraged here?
Canton Hall and Vaughn Lane.
So I was not here Friday, surprisingly, because I'd fully planned on being here. But I was waylaid by a phenomenon that I had never experienced before. This was not good.
So diarrhea. Was this on Friday that you discovered this malady?
No. Actually, it was Thursday evening, which right away tells you that the potential for disaster is high.
Yeah, so Thursday, we did the show here, right?
Yeah, you guys are in all week, and we're supposed to be out Friday. You were already on vacation. It was going to be Mike and Jake filling in.
No, he's talking about Thursday.
Oh.
We moved it back a day.
Yeah. You were in studio on Thursday.
We were, okay.
Yeah.
So you went home.
That's what I was saying.
Were you feeling bad, though?
No, I was fine. I was fine.
Did I say something wrong? I don't think so.
But, yeah, I had to meet with a guy over a couple things.
Shady and vague.
Yeah, it's shady and vague. The way I roll.
So I had to meet a guy about a couple of things.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have been buying a guitar or selling 5 kilos of black tar heroin.
Right.
Probably the latter.
Yeah.
Think the latter and you'll be closer to the truth. Anyway, I stopped off at a place that I don't have in the regular rotation, but I figured I could go in there and get something to eat and it'd be okay because it's good and it's quick and I could get up there and do what I got to do, then get out of there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did. And everything seemed fine. I went up and did what I had to do and then went home. And everything was completely copacetic. It was just a normal night coming down here.
Oh, dear. Did you already meet with your friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until...
air quote friend.
All of a sudden, I felt a tapping on the shoulder and a gurgling in the tummy.
Uh-oh.
By the way, I'd like to welcome our auction crew who just wandered in.
Yeah, you'll
in
like
here
this story.
Yeah, you can tell all your friends you heard a Mike diarrhea story live in person.
And by the way, when Jake and I introduced the show on Friday, you know, coming out of the gate, it was like, man, you know, you got Jake and Danny out here at Fan and Tree Farm. Corby's on vacation in beautiful Big Bend in the near in the border of Texas, blah, 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 blah. And Mike has diarrhea. We just assumed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You didn't even know?
No, I had no idea. We just assumed. I always assume that. With
yeah,
him.
You have to.
That's not an unfair assumption. Well, anyway, what seemed to be happening indeed was, and I figured I was getting the flu.
Oh, my God.
Because this quite often will be a precursor just to that, you know.
Were you starting to feel bad, though?
Yeah.
Well, or just the stomach gurgling?
I thought I was. I thought I was starting to feel bad. But this went on into the night, and I said, and then I started thinking, you know, I don't feel that bad. Usually when you get the flu, you get body aches. I don't have that.
Yeah, that's key.
Fever, sweats.
Yeah, you get fever, you get sweats. Didn't have any of that. Sometimes you'll get, you know, a stopped up head or a runny nose or something like that. Didn't have anything like that. But, man, I was just absolutely flat. And I finally figured out later on in the night that what I had was food poisoning. and I had never had food poisoning before.
How have you made it through? You know why? Because it's his chicken nugget mac and cheese. That's all. He only eats certain things.
He doesn't experiment.
No, you never experiment.
No.
You never
eat at risky places like food truck.
Nope, I don't.
Or gas station.
I don't.
Which is about all I eat.
And this was not a risky place either. Now, I don't want to say what because I know the guy. I've known him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a pal and he's a friend of yours as well. And I don't want to say what because I could probably go there again tonight, although I don't think I will. But if I probably could and it'd be fine.
Right.
But this got so bad later on into the night that I was just laying in bed going, oh, man, I better get into the bathroom. And I got so disoriented that I couldn't remember which wall the bathroom light was on.
In a place that you lived in for years.
In a place that I've lived in for 6 years.
What are you doing here?
I got that completely.
Now, when you met your friend, did you guys have any drinks or anything?
There was no alcohol whatsoever involved in this.
Okay.
And I didn't have anything further to eat. Maybe I should have. Maybe that would have put the quietus on this a little bit.
I don't know. I don't know if it does that.
Well, anyway, somehow I decided that the thing for me to do to get myself back together again would be to lay down on the cold bathroom floor because in addition to all that, I was starting to get cold sweats.
Oh, yeah.
So I did. And there is a period of about, I don't know, anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes that I just cannot account for. I don't know what happened.
Did you run to the light, Carol Ann?
Well, how do you even know that you were out for any period of time? Did you just come to?
Yeah, I just finally came to.
It's Walter White's fugue state.
Yeah.
Naked in the desert.
It kind of was, almost.
Corby was in the desert. Mike was just naked.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I was fully clothed. Yeah. It was okay, more or less.
Make the story a little bit better.
Yeah.
Someone might have slipped you a Mickey.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what
in
it was.
What, his fish sticks?
Yeah.
He said he didn't drink.
His beanie weenies. Mashed it up in there.
I don't know what it was, but I swear that is as close to death as I've ever been. I don't think I've ever passed out like that before for that long a time. And I know it wasn't like 30 seconds or something like that. It was longer than that.
Yeah. Where you just were out.
Where I was just out. And
you don't know.
And I don't remember a thing about it. And I remember coming to going, am I on the bathroom floor here?
God.
And I was thinking, okay, how'd I wind up here? And then things started coming back to me a little bit.
But the 15-minute window is gone in the wind. You don't remember anything during that time.
You know what?
You died.
So had you had bad bathroom? Like, had that been ongoing?
Like, throughout the night?
Yeah. Before this?
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly what happened. Because
bad bathroom. He got dehydrated.
This is exactly, you're right. This is what has happened to me a ton of times. Whether it's playing sports, whether just whatever. If I get dehydrated, you can go into a certain state where you will completely black out. And it's called like syncope or something like that.
It happened to you on Lower Greenville one night after you ran a marathon, didn't rehydrate, and went out and had beer.
Yeah, but I didn't even have more than a sip of beer.
Yeah, and you got sick.
And I'm like, and I could feel it coming on, and I ran out of the bar, and I ended up passing out in the alley. And yeah, you can't account for what, and then you came to, and you probably felt just as horrible as you've ever felt, and then it went away. And then it went away after a couple of minutes.
No, it stayed through the night.
Oh, really?
It stayed through the night. And that's what led me to think that I had food poisoning. Because
you probably did, and then you got dehydrated, yeah. And it was the double whammy. There's no doubt that's what happened.
Well, it kept me down that night. It kept me down for most of the next day. Sunday was a little bit better, and yesterday was the first day after that that I started to feel a little bit normal.
And you know what the key is? When you start sweating like that, when you start getting the cold sweats, and I don't know how much you remember how long the cold sweats lasted, typically that's a precursor of maybe a couple of minutes before you pass out.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
You probably needed an IV.
Damn.
Yeah. And once that happens, it's coming on and there's nothing you can do. This has happened to me a dozen times.
Man, it didn't seem like I was thirsty or anything, though.
You don't know.
Don't feel that way.
Yeah, you don't know. It's not like you've been crawling through the desert or something like that. It's just your body, that's the body's reaction. And again, you had other things going on as well, which exacerbated things and made it way worse.
Boy, there's nothing more that'll dehydrate you than that.
Yeah.
Long bad bathroom.
That's what happened.
How do you think Bachman Lake got filled? That's water.
and then the food poisoning, that lasted all the way through the evening and day and the next day.
And on and on.
Mm. Sorry, man.
So that's why I was not here Friday.
Sorry you died, bro.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Up next, Rangers.